I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing morning music to entertain you.
Walked with no one and talked with no one, and I had nothing but shadows. Then one morning you passed, and I brightened at last. Now I greet the day and complete the day with the sun in my heart. All my worries blew away when you taught me how to say, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy step is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust off my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Sunny Side of the Street, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields for a 1930 New York show called Lou Leslie's International Review. The recording that I played was made 70 years later, 2000, by Tony Lamond with Bob Birtles, the saxophonist. The recording made in Sydney in 2000. Don't suppose Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields would have imagined that someone would be recording the song 70 years after it was written. Did you know that Saturday was the anniversary of the birth of Glenn Miller and also of American songwriter Sidney Lipman? My next two selections recognise that.
So beautiful, C, you're a cutie full of charms.
D, you're a darling, and E, you're exciting.
And F, you're a feather in my arms.
G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize.
Gosh, J, we're like Jack and Jill.
K, you're so kissable.
L is the love light in your eyes.
M-N-O-P, I could go on all day.
Me too. Q-R-S-T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay.
Say, you made my life complete. V means you're very sweet.
W-X-Y-Z.
it's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
M-M-O-P, I could go on all day.
Q-R-S-T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay.
You made my life complete, and B means you're very sweet.
W-X-Y-Z.
It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you, though it seems a silly thing to do. I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U, I are in love with you.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? That was the alphabet song, A, You're Adorable, written by Sidney Lipman and sung by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae with the orchestra of Paul Weston. It was a hit for Perry Como back in 1949. In fact, A, You're Adorable reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1949. It was preceded by Pennsylvania 65,000, performed by Glenn Miller Orchestra and the Modernaires, a song written by Glenn Gray and Carl Sigman.
Have you seen the well-to-do upon Lenox Avenue, on that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air? High hats and colored collars, white spats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem blitz, putting on the Ritz? Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz.
Boys, look at that man putting on that Ritz. You look at him, I can.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem flits, putting on the Ritz? Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on that certain Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz.
That was Putting on the Ritz, sung by Fred Astaire. It was a composition of Irving Berlin. He wrote it in 1930 for a motion picture. Fred Astaire wasn't in Hollywood in 1930. He went a little bit later in the 30s, but Fred sang Putting on the Ritz. From time to time, in the golden age of popular music, songwriters borrowed the melodies from classical composers. Here's an example of one of them.
Stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring of bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. And tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. And each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say, one you love and live for till the end of time.
Till the end of time, one of Perry Como's first very successful recordings. He recorded it in 1946 with the orchestra of Russ Case. The music was borrowed from a Chopin Polonaise, would you believe it? Till the end of time. Here's another recording from the 1940s.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
You'd be so nice by the fire,
while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire.
Under stars chill by the winter, under an
be so nice.
You'd be paradise
to come home to and love.
You'd be so nice by the fire,
while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire.
Under stars chilled by the winter,
under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice,
you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
You'd be so nice to come home to. That was sung by Bing Crosby and Janet Blair on Bing's radio program. The song was introduced by Janet Blair in a motion picture in 1943. It was written by Cole Porter. Ellington's best-known compositions, Mood Indigo, played by Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra in that recording from 1930. It's close to 10:30. Do you know that the Orange City Council has a seniors' festival, activities and workshops and information sessions, which will commence on Thursday over a number of days or weeks? There'll be painting sessions, savings finders to help you find rebates and vouchers relevant for you, information on estate planning and healthy ageing workshop. So they are arranged by part of the Orange City Council's Seniors Festival. To get more information, here's a telephone number to call: 6393 86 6300. That's 6393 8600 to find out more information about Orange City Council's Seniors Festival activities. On Saturday, I think it's a Saturday, but it's on certainly the 14th of March, there'll be a morning tea, a seniors morning tea at Miss Trail's House and Garden in Bathurst. You can enjoy morning tea in the garden and celebrate the New South Wales Seniors Festival through Miss Trail's House. To get more information, call 6332 4232. That's 6332 4232 to get more information about the seniors' morning tea on the 14th of March at Miss Trail's House and Garden. I'm Graham Pascoe, and if you've listened to my program in the past, at least until very recently, you will have known that I included a segment called Singer of Renown, in which I play a recording by a vocalist whom I might not normally include in my program. Today, it's an Australian soprano born in Melbourne in 1875. Initially, she sang in light opera in Australia and New Zealand. And then in the early 1900s, she moved to London and became famous, singing in the leading music halls for about 20 years. She sang using the personality of Ligda Incognita, the masked singer, so I presume she wore a mask when she sang on stage. The name of this singer is Violet Mount. That was my singer of renown for the first week of March. She sang Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark, a composition of Sir Henry Bishop. Recording made in England in 1921 by Violet Mount, Australian soprano. I suppose she would have been called a coloratura soprano. Well, that was a recording from England. Here's not an English, but certainly one of my favourite British singers. hope you enjoyed those two beautiful love songs. Harry Secombe was accompanied by the orchestra of Wally Stott and chorus in Speak to Me of Love, written by the French composer Jean Lenoir and lyrics by Bruce Sevier. Then you heard Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy from the 1935 motion picture version of Naughty Marietta, Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life. Music by Victor Herbert. Lyric by Ms. Ryder Johnson Young.
It's a chill, I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me. Louis Armstrong must have blown the roof off with that recording of Swing That Music. He sang and played his trumpet, of course. He was backed by Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra in that recording from 1936.
Exhibition Swing, played by Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra in 1938, who is renowned for strict tempo music for dancing, Victor Sylvester, and that was certainly an example of it.
Why this glow? Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. Why this trembling when you speak? Why this joy when you touch my cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true. That's you. And why this longing to know your charms, to spend forever here in your arms? Oh, there's much more I could say, but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view, Mr. Wonderful. One more thing, then I'm through, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Many million dreams away.
facing every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a gray tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
remember those hit records from the 1950s? Peggy Lee's Mr. Wonderful. There's Paul and Mary Ford's Vaya con Dios. May God be with you.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man. Then he got dressed up, fit to kill, in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Cut the mustard anymore.
I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet.
But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Rosemary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich sang about the man who's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
On top of all smoking, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow.
For courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
But parting is grief.
But parting is grief.
And the false-hearted lover.
And the false-hearted lover.
Is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you.
A thief will just rob you.
And take what you have. have,
and take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover,
but a false-hearted lover,
will lead you to the grave,
will lead you to the grave.
And a grave will decay you,
and a grave will decay you.
Turn you to dust,
and turn you to dust.
Not one boy in a hundred.
A poor girl can trust.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
Tell you more lies.
Than cross ties on a railroad.
You're listening to the Weavers on Top of Old Smoky.
Stars in the sky.
Never place your affection
on a green willow tree.
On a green willow tree.